Hasta la vista, Canterbury, Prague.
Hi, I'm Steve Blees, and welcome to Sounds That Could Be Heavily Made, a special one-off show brought to you from the City and County of Bristol, fusing together the best of my two weekly broadcasts to celebrate Progzilla Radio's third birthday with 60 minutes of great music like this from Marillion.
Patrol in the valley of the shadow of the trickler. I must fear evil. For I am but mortal, and mortals can only die. Asking questions, leading answers from the nameless, faceless watchers that parade the carpeted corridors. On Whitehall, who orders desecration, mutilation, verbal masturbation in the guarded bureaucratic wombs? Minister, minister, care for your children. Order them not into damnation to eliminate those who would trespass against you. For whose is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever?
Meridian get this hour of celebration underway with Forgotten Sons off 1983's Script for a Jester's Tear, a song I still recall seeing the band play at the Colston Hall many, many moons ago, and Fish shoot in the audience with his mic stand. Okay, now as I hope you know, I host two shows here on the birthday celebrating Progzilla Radio. Monday evening sees Sounds That Can Be Made, and as Friday draws to a close, Heavy Elements, where I like to turn the volume up to 11 and play stuff like this.
We'll be right back.
One of the bands who have featured quite a lot on a Friday night here on Progzilla Radio over the last 3 years. That was Threshold and Paradox from their 1993 debut, Wounded Land. Monday sees me play a mix of prog and rock, including one of my favourite bands, who Erno in the chat room has labelled as proggish. So here they are, being proggish.
There's a storm lamp on the table, throwing shadows to the gable, and you swallow, if you're able, on a storyteller's night. From the pool house chimes indifferent, seven towers, seven sisters, every black heart walks the distance on a storyteller's night. Try to sleep on your pillow and dream. Sleep, all God's children to keep. Though we all lose track of time, disappears like faded lights. Keep the nightlight burning. There's a chill wind at your back door, and the fire cracks on the damp floor. You hear footsteps, but you're not sure, on a storyteller's night. See the night sky supernova, chase the cold moon passing over. Start the dragons, fight a smolder, on a storyteller's night. Sleep on your pillow and dream. Sleep, all God's children to keep. Don't lose track of time, disappears like faded lines. Keep your nightlight burning. Come through in the rain, yeah. Keep your nightlight burning. We'll be right back.
The title track from Magnum's fifth album, 1985's On a Storyteller's Night there. Now, I just mentioned the chat room, and I must pay tribute to those who join in the chat on Mondays, including Erno, Gordon, Jody, Emma and Angus, to name just a few. There is a rumour Angus actually lives in the chat room, and to celebrate Progzilla's birthday, I'm sure he'd want me to play a big, big track by his favourite progressive rock band. So, just for you, Angus, here they are. from 2008 and the album Watershed. That was Opeth and Porcelain Heart. Hope you enjoyed that, Angus. Now, over the last couple of years, Sounds That Can Be Made on a Monday has grown from an initial one-hour show to a one-and-a-half-hour one, and then to the 2.5 hours it is presently, due to popular demand, or so Stacey assures me. Now, when we went from 60 to 90 minutes, I introduced a feature called the 80s at 8, which had to be retired when the show moved from 7 to 8pm. But for one night only. The 80s at 8.
Hard enough to show people around. delusional to sate his rage, unless he fills his age. We can't have that. Sometimes he'll watch a war film on the moron machine in the corner of his cell. Lost in time, lost in mind, Cyril rides like Snake. His bigot eyes are slack skin, their expression none the nicer for being black.
Gentlemen, we come to the nerve center of the whole affair. As you will see, it is a mirror. To some, it is the mirror of dreams, where every passion, desire, and action flits through the still spaces behind its surface, tantalizing yet distant. Of these, many stand before us until death. To others, it is distorting, everything in it being warped and buckled by fear, yet perceived as reality. These will cringe before it, whimpering and immobile, though a few batter their skulls against the dull sheen, attempting to smash the horrors they believe are in the glass, or at least attain oblivion, whichever comes first. Some see just a mirror, whilst some see what at first appears to be their own image, which, however, moves them, saying,
"Come on, wake up! Who's running this show anyway? No, it's up to you. Use your free will. You decide, yes, you, you.
From 1982, that was Twelfth Night and Creepshow off Fact and Fiction. From 1992, this is Dream Theatre. one of the regulars on Heavy Elements every Friday. That was Dream Theatre and their one and only hit single, Pull Me Under, from 1992's album Images and Words. Okay, that's it from me for this birthday hour. I hope you've enjoyed this Sounds That Can Be Heavily Made special, and we'll tune in on a Monday or a Friday to hear some more great music. To See Us Home, the first track I ever played on Progzilla Radio, and as I said at the time, this is the greatest rock song ever, so you might as well turn the radio off when it's finished. From 1976 and Rising, this is Rainbow and Stargazer. Enjoy.
I believe. You're tuned to Progzilla Radio.